Over the past year, the FDA has cracked down on medicines that farmers rely on to treat their herds. Nearly four dozen medications have been moved from over-the-counter to prescription-based. And while farmers and producers still have access to these antibiotics, the requirement for obtaining a prescription from their vet before purchasing from their preferred supplier poses a new hurdle. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and this is why Blaine's Farm and Fleet has developed Animal RX. Chris Ramos, Public Relations and Events Coordinator for Blaine's Farm and Fleet, says they recognize right away that most farmers don't have the time to commit to this extra step.
So the FDA actually decided that many of the prescriptions that are for farmers and for mainly horse owners needed just an extra step of regulation and started implementing a prescription only rule for many medications that were very, very common for farmers. I think one of the bigger ones that people were talking about was the oxytetracycline. And that is just something that farmers use on a daily basis, almost as common as like ibuprofen. So it became one of the items that I think was a catalyst for farmers to figure out what alternatives are out there and who can actually make this process easier. And that's kind of where Blaine's Farm and Fleet stepped in.
So speaking of that, this transition, take me through how this is really affecting that purchasing process then for farmers, especially during some critical periods, whether that's calving season or even just pet owners who rely on these medications.
Great point. You know, calving season is one of the largest seasons for farmers, and our farmer friends are really who we're looking out for. Blaine's Farm and Fleet really looks at themselves as an animal expert. So we always say we are the animal experts for big and small animals, you know, everything from your farm to your furry friends. So for us, looking at how we can immediately jump in and fill this information gap, we immediately started working on our new program, Animal RX.
So take me through that, the creation of Animal RX. How did it get from, you had the FDA announcement, to where we are today now?
Looking at Animal RX as another outlet to help service our farmer friends, we built an infrastructure so that your prescription drugs, it still has to start with a prescription. So we always tell everyone it starts at the vet. we are not becoming the vet, but it starts at the vet, and then we can fill those prescription drugs for farmers. It's online, farmandfleetrx.com, and our program is called Animal RX. Big reason why we had Animal RX is because, again, there are a lot of prescriptions that your pet owners, as far as even dog owners, will need, and we can fill those on the site.
So then speaking of that, are there certain products that, yep, you have, or certain ones maybe you don't have that they should be aware of, or what kind of services and products do you have encompassed into Animal RX?
Currently, Animal RX is filling the most common prescription needs. We are expanding the site, and we're seeing some extra growth through the year. But currently, we jumped into the, I think, the top 20 that would be immediately needed for the farmers to not miss a beat. That was the big purpose of Animal RX for us, is that Blaine's Farm and Fleet figured we're going to make sure that there's no gap in service and there's no gap in care. So we immediately jumped on and filled that.
And that's just that you're supporting those farmers, those pet owners, you know, all encompassing part of this. But really, how are you kind of helping in that transition then? That's kind of a big abrupt, oh no, the FDA changed this. Now I've got to go through maybe some hoops, or how are you kind of helping them through that transition from over-the-counter to prescription meds?
Well, we already have a large majority of our customer base is farmers and ag owners and just those kinds of farmsteads and homesteads that rely on their animals to be healthy throughout the entire year. So for us, getting the information about Animal RX has been this ongoing process as we're making sure everyone is aware of this new service. And on top of that, it links to our regular site. We're always kind of bringing it back to that. We have signage and wordage and verbiage in our stores. We have information about Animal RX, and our employees are very knowledgeable about that too.
When I think of medication, I'm also thinking the price tag that comes along with it. I know that's a big thing. Farmers, you know, they're only going to buy what they need maybe that certain time of year. Take me through how you're making sure it's still accessible, but also affordable for these farmers and pet owners.
The veterinarians are knowledgeable about the service. Vets that will go to service large animals and farms know that the Animal RX service is there. And as you're filling those prescriptions, we can mail it out to you. You can actually sign up up for regularly filling those month after month. And another idea for us is to use our already built-in lowest prices, great pricing structure and service, and turning that into the Animal Rx filling needs, just like we do for all of our other products. So Blaine's Farm and Fleet really digs in, and we challenge our vendors, and we challenge everyone to say, hey, we want to make this service as immediate as possible and as easy as possible. And part of that ease is price.
And you mentioned this kind of launched about 6 months ago or so. So what kind of feedback have you been receiving then from farmers, the industry, or anything like that?
Feedback for Animal Rx has been great, just amazing. And it really just launched into another level for us for service and care. I would say the Animal Rx program right now is becoming on the one of the main mindsets for people to be talking about, and one of the main discussions for our farmers and keeping their animals healthy. So we're really actually happy with how Animal Rx jumped into the mainstream, and we're really happy to see what the future holds for all of our healthy animals.
That was Chris Ramos, Public Relations and Events Coordinator for Blaine's Farm and Fleet. As he mentioned, they're not replacing the role of your veterinarian. So if you don't have a good veterinarian client-patient relationship established already, now is the time to get one. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.